This next question goes first to Mr. Clinton. Serious education and economic problems face our state in the years ahead, but also there's some very heavy environmental issues that a lot of people who care very deeply about this beautiful state are worried about. People who live in Jacksonville and El Dorado are both worried that industrial neighbors are threatening the health of their children. I can't think of an issue that would more worry any family. ENSCO destroys hazardous waste, VERTAC filled with thousands of barrels of dioxin-contaminated material. Do you honestly believe, both of you, that this state has done enough to guarantee the safety of operations like that and aren't environmental threats as serious as any other threat facing our state? Mr. Clinton?
I don't think you can ever do enough. I don't think there's any such thing as doing enough. But if you look at what we have done at VERTAC, going back to my first term as governor, what we've done to protect the people from leakage from the barrels below the ground, what we've done to require rebarreling, what we've done to try to ensure the safety of any incineration if it occurs, what we've done to try to improve the water and sewer systems around the area, I think you'll have to say we've done a lot. At El Dorado, I've made it very clear that I would not issue an air permit until we at least tested the relative PCB levels in the air. The federal air standards make ENSCO look good, and maybe they're doing a good job, but right now, the federal air standards do not even require a test of the PCB levels in the air. So we're taking some strong stands. We're moving forward. We're going to do a health study down at ENSCO. We have to do these things, and they're the kinds of things that we need to do. I don't think you can ever do enough. We're still learning a lot about these problems, and we're doing the best we can.
Well, I disagree. I don't think we're doing a good job, and I think very clearly if you look at some of the things that pollution control has done just recently, the granting of the hazardous waste site at Pendle tells me that they're not on top of the pollution problems of the state, but specifically at VERTAC and the burning of dioxin, very clearly the people in Jacksonville don't want it burned out there. I don't think we ought to be burning dioxin in heavily populated areas. I think they ought to be in remote areas, and so I oppose it. And I'm going to say this, Bill. The fact that your wife's law firm represents ENSCO's now, I think that is a terrible conflict of interest. Melvin Bell has retained the Rose Law Firm, and I think it's a real conflict, and you ought to come out strong that you're not going to burn dioxin in heavy populated areas, and let's go down to El Dorado. They don't want PCBs burned down there in an increased burn. They lead the nation in the burning of PCBs, and what we need to do is stop it and listen to the people, and that's what we ought to be doing with pollution control.
They lead the nation to burn the PCBs because they got a permit to do it when you were governor, and you never said a word about it. You were never upset about it. You never opened your mouth about it until you got in this campaign. It was just fine for them to do it. And Hillary's law firm represented them a long time before the PCB issue ever came up. So this
never
is just a new
thing.
You never opened your mouth about it. They started when you were governor, and you didn't care when you started running for office. Just like all these other issues, you flip-flop whenever it's to your advantage, and you think you can get people all elevated about it.
No, you're the one
that's flip-flop. No, gentlemen, you have 34 seconds coming.
I do?
Yeah, we're in your uninterrupted. We were in an uninterrupted minute. We shut.